You're listening to Dash and Em's Pretty Little Lies podcast, and we're podcasting about episode 10, which I have no idea what it's called.
Do you know what it's called? The final episode.
No, it's actually not the final episode.
But the final Dash and Em episode.
Oh, I'm talking about what the episode
is. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it's the final PLL episode that we will be podcasting.
It is true. Maybe.
So let's just call it the final countdown.
How about we just look up what the episode's called?
Oh, that's gay and lame.
Don't say that's gay. That's really
so homosexual.
Don't say that. It's not nice. People don't like it. You say it all the time. It actually offends me.
Because you're gay.
Yes.
I'm not of the gay.
You are gay.
No, I'm not.
But seriously though, it actually does offend me when you say that.
Well, way to tell me now. Less than 12 hours before you leave.
I'm not saying that like I cry over anything, but especially with like everything that's happened and like especially with a certain someone who just came out to you, doesn't that like at all make you think about the stuff that you say?
Yeah, I guess so, but I just say it. It's just so part of my vernacular.
Yeah, exactly, but it just makes it okay for other people to say it.
Okay.
I mean, you can say it whatever. I'm just like, you know, you should think about it.
It's just like saying the N-word if you're black. I'm allowed to say it because I'm gay.
I don't know. Don't know if it works the same.
I think it does.
What do you think? What do you think, listeners? Do you think it's okay for gay people to use the word gay to mean something like to be like
negative?
You know, yeah. Is it good to use it as a negative? What do you think? Email us or tweet us. Anyway, let's talk about the episode.
Downer.
Not a downer. I'm just telling you.
Okay, I just want to say at the beginning, we're podcasting and it's like 9:30 at night and Em is leaving tomorrow morning and we're at my dad's house because that's where she's going to catch the bus from and it's very quiet.
They probably can't hear you at all.
Really?
Yeah, because look at the noise things that I'm making. Yeah, but sometimes, look at the noise things you're making.
Well, can you play it back?
Yeah, but I'd have to pause it and then play it again. Then it starts on another line and then I'll have to like edit it like
but
that.
But I want to make sure it's going to be okay.
It's going to be able to, we're going to be able to be heard, but it's going to be nothing like our other podcasts where it's much louder.
But they're all really quiet.
Which ones?
Our other ones.
No, they're actually quite loud.
Okay. Anyway, we're at my dad's house, so we're trying to be quiet because he's asleep and he has to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to yell or anything, but if you talk at, like, the amount of thing where it's at least bumping like that, then that's okay.
Right.
Okay. So let's start with the episode that we don't know the name of. Is it called, like, something like Camp Mona or something?
Probably. I don't know. Camp Mona. Anyway, go on. Start.
Okay. So we start at school, and Hannah is looking in her locker,
yeah.
And she asks her friends if one side of her face is fatter than the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty retarded thing to ask.
I know, but you know what? I still can't help but love Hannah.
Yeah, she's so good. I love her.
She says the most craziest things, but I love her. She's my favourite character. I'm going to say it. That's it. She's my favourite character.
Well, we all know who my favourite character is.
Is it Spencer?
No. Yeah, of course it is.
It's Spencer's mum.
Ew, gross. No, it's Melissa.
She's actually pretty hot. She's growing on me.
Her hair looks stupid, though.
No, it doesn't.
Her hair always looks poofy.
You know what I wrote? I wrote, Melissa's growing on me, especially her hair. I really like it.
What? Her hair's retarded.
It's not.
Okay, anyway. Ian's back.
Yep. Who cares?
Yeah,
he's
pretty much.
Pretty ugly anyway.
Why would you bring that in like the mid-season finale? Seriously, who even cares?
Well, because it had to tie in with the storyline.
Yeah. Mona's party? Yeah. Mona?
Glamping? What the hell?
That's just basically like a... Catch, like a, what do you call it? A juxtaposition. Camping and being glamorous. It's just like...
Well, I think that's the point.
I know, but just... Oh, it just doesn't fit.
Although, I would prefer Camp Mona than normal camping.
Mm. Just go to a freaking spa.
Yeah. But you wanted to make it like a camp.
But why?
I don't know. To be outdoorsy or something.
Oh, Hannah was... Yeah, got cut at them for dissing Mona. And I was like, what... She's such a bitch, and they're not even really dissing her. They're just like, oh, don't really want to go to the party, eh?
Yeah. Well, they end up going, so
yeah,
whatevs.
And then, okay, so then we see Hannah's mum.
Yeah, and she's talking on the phone.
She's freaking out about her mortgage.
Yeah,
because she's going to go under.
Yeah, and then like Hannah like redials it, and the people that answer is A1 Mortgages.
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
It's a reference to A.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It is.
Like, because you know how, like, some places are called A1 cleaning business or whatever because they can be at the start of the phone book?
Yeah.
But would you seriously bank with A1 mortgage?
I seriously think it's just a reference to A.
Okay. But it seems like Hannah's mum works at a bank. Why wouldn't you just bank at the bank she works at?
I don't know. Maybe it's a shit bank. She knows. She's got the know.
All right. Well, then Mona shows up and she wants to skip school and Hannah's mum's not letting them.
Oh, and they're going to Reef Goosh or something? Reef Gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Like the restaurant that they're going to go to.
Yeah.
And then her mum just gives her a freaking $100.
Yeah, but like her last $100 as well.
What the hell? Just because she just wants to keep up appearances?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like Hannah is kind of growing apart from Mona. Why would her mum care if she lost Mona as a friend anyway?
Don't know. Mona's a bitch.
Hmm.
And Aria's at Aria's house. She's being the cleaning lady.
Wait, before we go on, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever ditched school?
No.
I can't see you ditching school at all.
No, I don't think I ever did. I used to want to, but I never did because I was always too scared. Look at me, I'm so cool, and I was just such a jock, and I ditched school all the time.
I didn't ditch school all the time.
Yeah, but you still did, and used to go to Bondi or whatever.
I did school, like, a couple of times, and then one time we got into a car accident.
Yeah.
And it was really bad.
You're such a jock.
I'm not a jock.
You were a jock.
Well, if you had to consider me something, then I guess, yes, I'd be a jock. But I wasn't a jock. Like, you see in American TV shows.
Yeah, but you were still a jock.
Nah, it's just awesome.
I was a geek. 100% unpopular.
If I knew you in high school, we would be friends, wouldn't we?
No.
Why?
Because you wouldn't be friends with the popular girls. I've met your friends.
What are you trying to say about my friends?
They're just like the kind of girls that didn't like me in school.
Why?
I don't know that. Ask them.
But my friends like you.
Yeah, they do now. Some of the popular girls that used to hate me like me now, but I don't know what was wrong with me in high school that people didn't like me. Anyway, we always end up talking about this because you find it fascinating or something. It's not a pleasant thing for me to remember.
It's because, like, I was looking on your fridge. Have you seen that picture of you on the fridge?
Yes, it's my fridge. Of course I've seen that picture. It's a terrible photo.
I love it. Can I have a copy?
No.
I want to put it in my wallet and look at it every day.
Crap. It's a piece of shit and it reminds me of how much I had bad hair.
I just love the braids. Please, can you give me a copy of that picture?
I'm about to hit you.
There's two out there. Can I have one?
No.
It's so cute, but...
You're not having one.
Well, I'm going to steal it.
The boob's hanging out.
Well, it's all right. It's doing all right there.
Just slap it. Okay.
All right, we're going off topic.
Okay, Aria's. She's being the cleaning lady.
I've just said that her dad is super annoying.
Yeah, way to put pressure on her, because he's like, oh, and we have to do this, and we have to do this. My mum does that all the time, just tells me all the bad shit that she has to do this week, and I'm just like, how much pressure she's under, and I'm like, cool, way to be a humongous downer.
I'd be so annoyed at her dad, like, the mum left, and the dad is the one who is, like, unfaithful.
I know.
He's just a jerk.
And Aria's, like, encouraging him to go back to Piper.
I don't know.
I'm just like, fuck off. Oh, Piper deserves so much better. Any minute now, Leo's just going to orb in and just be like, bitch, what up?
Yeah. This is how you treat a lady.
Yeah. Slap her around a bit. Keep him keen.
What?
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
You're the most politically incorrect person I know.
Well, domestic violence works for some people.
Domestic violence, Australia says no.
Except for lesbians. You don't get to judge.
Yes, I do.
You might think that their domestic violence helps their relationship.
Domestic violence never helps a relationship.
You don't get to judge.
Yes, I do.
No.
Hitting someone else is not okay.
Unless you're a lesbian.
Unless you're me and you.
Spencer's house. Yeah. And we have, she's sort of just, I don't know, can't even remember what she's doing, but she has a flashback.
Who?
Spencer. Flashes back to Ian.
Oh, the ice queen was being super nice.
Oh, that's right. No, that was later. That was way later. That's like at the end of the episode.
No. She comes in and she's like, orange juice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fake nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then she has that flashback to the end and, oh my God, how good did she look in that tartan skirt?
She looked weird.
Oh, she looked so good. No, she looked... And then he's like kissing her neck and like, Oh, I bet he got to smell her hair. I bet it
smells. What is with you and her hair?
I just reckon it would smell so good. She looks like one of those people that would just smell amazing.
If any of the PLL cast or crew is listening to this, I want you guys to smell Troyan's hair and tweet us and tell us what it smells like. Because Dash will, like, die.
Tell me that it smells like roses.
Tell her it
roses
smells like...
roses and kittens and pancakes.
Tell her it smells like shit and then she'll back off.
Shut the fuck up. It doesn't smell like shit. It smells like pancakes and syrup and sexy time.
Were you grossed out by the whole Ian being a pedo thing?
I was grossed by anyone else but Spencer in every scene that I've ever seen.
Okay, because, like, they must have been, like, what, 14 or 15 at that point?
Yeah, and it is super pedo.
And he's, just, like, 20-something.
You know what would have been cool for pedo bear to just, like, pull up?
Anyway, I was just grossed out by that. And then, Ali saw.
Yeah, and she's like, that makes you a skank. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then it, like, repeats and echoes, and she's like, that makes you a skank.
Skank, skank.
How does that make you a skank?
I don't know. I guess being, like, a pedo.
So we go to Aria and Noel talking about being lazy on a Sunday and watching movies and being lazy.
Basically, all I wrote was Fitz is a douche.
Yeah, and then he's being all jealous and shit. And...
yeah, he's just a douche.
So do you prefer Aria with Noel or with Fitz?
I don't really like either of them, but Noel seems, like, less of a dick face than Fitz.
Yeah, but Noel is just a really bad actor.
Yeah, he is. But, I mean, that's why I said I don't like either of them, but I really don't like Fitz because he's, like, the most immature person I've ever met.
So the Pretty Little Lies girls get called into the office, and I like Hannah. She's like, when they call in the names on the speakers, she knows.
Hannah Mary.
Yeah, she knows he's gonna get called.
No, it's been that many times they've all been called up together.
Yeah, and so the FBI starts talking to them.
Yeah, and they show that video of Allison.
Yeah.
She's just being an absolute skank.
Yeah, I know. She's like, you know you want to kiss me.
She just wanted Ian because
Spencer had
Ian.
Yeah, and you know what I found really funny? When Hannah goes, that's not Allison's jacket. And the FBI lady was like, how do you know? And she goes, ask me anything about anyone's closet and I can tell you what's all in there. And I'm like, you didn't know. Was it in Emily's closet?
Snap. That's actually good. And we've got
Hannah's mum.
Hannah's mum, yeah. Remortgage.
It's kind of ironic that she's in financial services.
I know, and she's, like, in financial hell.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's trying to remortgage the old, her house when old lady Cashbags walks in.
Yeah, she totally looks like a cat lady.
Yeah.
That's going to be you in, like, 50 years.
You know what this pen could be used for?
I don't know, shoving up your ass?
Correct use, wrong person. No, but we're calling this lady old lady Cashbags.
Okay.
So, yeah, she sort of, like, sees this lady's cash. Then we go to Aria and Noel. And she opens her locker and a book of poetry falls out. And it's a poem called B-26. Yeah. I remember when we were all like, what the fuck is B-26?
Yeah.
By Mr. Fitz.
Yep.
And she starts reading it. And then Aria's all like, oh my God, I need that. And then she just, like, power walks out of there.
Yeah. And that poem seems pretty lame.
Yeah, it's like, it's a number, it's a song,
it's a girl.
It's a girl. Oh my God.
So then we go back to the old lady cash bag or whatever you want to call her.
Yeah.
And she wants a butterscotch lolly. She takes the whole thing.
She's like, got a butterscotch problem.
She's like, is that butterscotch?
Help yourself.
She's like one of those old ladies that has, like, really yellow fingers and shit.
Yeah. She just, like, she basically breathed them in.
Yeah.
And then she leaves her key behind when Hannah's mum's like,
It's obvious what she was going to do.
Yeah. It was obvious from the moment old lady cash bag walked in the
door. Yeah, with the cash.
And the bag.
Yeah.
And the oldness.
And her saying that she's the last in line and, like, after her, you know. There's no one else. And then we go back to school and a random girl comes up to Hannah and says, you don't know me, but can I get your liposuction doctor's name?
Yeah, and Hannah's like, what?
Can you imagine if someone came up to you and said that?
Yeah, the haircut.
Yeah.
And then basically Mona basically uninvites Hannah to the party.
Yeah, but she says that A sent Mona a text saying,
about lipo.
Do you think A really sent her a text?
Well, it depends if Mona's A or not. If Mona's A, then no, because why would you waste text money on sending a text to yourself?
I can imagine Mona doing that, though.
If Mona's not A, but I don't think Mona's going to be A. I could say why I think that if you want me to give you a little bit of a book spoiler. Sherry, you want me to say?
No, I know. I know what the book spoiler is. But you probably shouldn't
say they've changed 2 A's.
Yeah, they have changed 2 A's.
Yeah. So anyways.
I need to say something. Hannah, Mona, Ripcord. What the hell?
It was because, remember a couple episodes ago she said, at the homecoming one, she was like, if you're going to take me down, I'm pulling your ripcord or whatever. Like,
yeah, but what the hell is a ripcord?
It's like, you know, when you're all free falling and then your ripcord is when your parachute goes out.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, I'm not going down with you type thing. I'm pulling the ripcord.
Yeah, and I love how Hannah goes up to the other girls and she's like, I think she just broke up with me.
Oh, yeah, Spencer and Emily are just like, sozzles with your loss.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, whatevs, we can be friends with you.
And then Aria and the poetry book.
Oh, she's being so fucking emo.
Yeah, she's sitting out there. It's like listening to Taking Back Sunday or something.
And then she goes and...
I'm just trying to think how it's that song.
What?
Lipstick is gone, don't bother, Rachel. I know exactly what goes on.
Yeah, I actually have that song on my iPod. So then she runs into the school and she sees Aria.
And she goes, when everything you get is everything that you wanted, princess.
Okay, stop singing. Stop singing. I'm going to cut all your singing out.
No, you can't. It's the last podcast. You can't.
I don't care.
No, you can't.
Your singing is horrible.
You're not.
Cutting it out.
No, you're not.
Fine, you can sound like a douche on the podcast, I don't care.
Good, I want to.
800 people can listen to you and be like, oh my god, I'm so glad they're not podcasting anymore.
Good. You can leave all that in as well and they can see how mean you are, how mean they are to me.
I think you're meaner to me than I am to you.
No, you cut the podcast to make it sound like that, but really...
That's not true. I'm just saying in general, you're meaner to me than I am to you.
You're mean to me too.
Yeah, okay, I'm mean to you too, but nowhere near as much as you're mean to me.
Well, you're just mean to me then.
So? You're mean to me all the time.
Are we going to have another domestic?
No. Let's keep going. So Aria talks to Fitz and they're talking about being in love.
Yeah.
They've known each other for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What the hell? What's
that? Oh, not really. Like a whole term pretty much.
Yeah, but they haven't...
Like a few months.
They haven't been hooking up though all that time.
Yeah. Then we're there at Spencer's.
No, wait. Before that, Noel comes in. He's like, what the hell's going on? Uh-huh. And... Aria's like, nothing's going on. And then Noel just hangs around and stares at Ezra. And he was like, do you want to say something to me? And how does Noel not know what's going on between them?
Oh, Noel's a bit of a bad actor and he's a shit person. I don't know.
Just seems so obvious. Spencer's house.
Ian shows up and Spencer convinces Melissa to go out for a coffee with him.
I wrote, Melissa is pretty hot. I want hair like hers.
Are you serious? You don't. Your hair's better than Melissa's.
No, it actually looks really nice in that scene.
Maybe.
How cute, though.
How bad did she look in Homecoming, though?
Yeah, okay, in Homecoming she'll look pretty bad. But how cute is Aria's hat? The red one.
Did you just fart?
No, that was my phone.
Oh, how cute is Aria's hat?
Yeah, the red one.
No, I'm not that fat. Oh, and then when Melissa and Ian go off, Spencer tells the girls about the kissing and the dating. Kissing Ian and Ren and how she dated Ian briefly.
Yeah. And they're all like, oh, you can't tell Melissa.
And then the TV shows Toby's sweater blood.
Yeah. So they found, where did they find the sweater?
Don't know. In the bush somewhere, probably.
They're implying that Toby was the older guy that was with Allison because Allison had Toby's sweater and there was blood on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and then Emily and Myra called me on
I know, they're cute. So they are together because Emily goes to Maya, oh, can you answer the phone? And Maya goes, oh, well, but your mum will know that we're together. Mm. She goes, but she won't know that we're together.
Yeah, so cute. And then Emily's dad rocks up.
Emily gets a phone call from some anonymous person who's just breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Which now we can assume was Toby.
Yeah. And then Emily's dad rocks up. And I thought that the robo-mum was kind of rude to Maya.
Everyone says this, okay? Because I was reading about this on forums and stuff. Do you actually think it was unreasonable for Robo-Mum to be like, oh, I think we kind of need some family time?
No, it wasn't unreasonable. It's the way she said it.
She said, I think it's time for some family time, so Maya, could you please go?
Yeah, but the way she said it, her tone and everything was really, like, forceful and really? Kind of rude. Yeah, it wasn't very tactful.
What would you have said?
I don't know. I probably would have, like, waited a couple of minutes till everyone goes downstairs. And then I would probably pull my ear aside and say it to her, like, you know, it wouldn't be just, like, get out. That's how it came across.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think it sounded that bad. Like, she could have been worse.
The actual thing of asking her to leave isn't bad, but the way she did it I didn't think was very good. Mm. It was a bit rude.
Okay. But you don't think it was unreasonable of her to ask her to leave?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So if you give Maya some credit, she probably would have left pretty soon after that. Anybody would.
Yeah. All right. So then we're at the grill with Aria and Piper having lunch together. And Piper is the coolest mum ever.
Mm.
That's all I have to say.
She's the hottest mum too.
Yeah, she's super hot. And she's so much nicer than, like, Hannah's mum.
And Aria's like, I am so sorry, Mom. I am, like, so fucking sorry. You don't even understand how fucking sorry I am. I want you to hear my sorriness. If you don't want to hear it from me, the pigeon on my head can tell you how sorry I am.
And then, Emily's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, Emily's house.
And Emily's, like, and her dad having a talk about honesty and all that, blah, blah, blah.
And she nearly comes out.
I know. Which really pissed me off. I hate, like, anticlimaxes.
Yeah.
And then Robo Mum has the photos.
Yeah, so we see Robo Mum eavesdropping in, and it sounds like, I think she's about to hear Emily come out, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
And then you see
A has sent Robo Mum.
Well, we don't know if A has sent it.
Well, one can assume.
Yeah.
A has sent Robo Mum the picture of Maya and Emily.
You never know. It could have been Maya who just sent it.
I don't think so. No, Maya doesn't have the photos. A has the photos. Remember we saw at the end of that episode where A had the photos plastered all over their wall?
Yeah, but didn't someone else get a copy?
No.
Oh, the copy got sent to Emily, but she ripped it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so A definitely sent it.
Yeah.
But we still don't know if Maya's A or not.
Yeah. Well, Maya could be A. But then Melissa and Spencer, and then they're being buds.
Yeah, and it was funny that Melissa was being all awkward.
Yeah, it was actually kind of cute.
Yeah, it was kind of cute.
And then we have another Toyota ad.
I couldn't tell it was Toyota for a while until I realised it was Emily's.
Until you realised the big, huge, emblazoned Toyota logo.
So Toby was in the back seat.
Yeah, which was fucking creepy. I would stab someone if they did that to me.
Yeah, I know. I would too.
Especially, my reflexes are like a ninja. I'm dangerous.
How did she not know that he was there the entire time? Like, seriously. If you get into a car, you can see the back seat.
And I can feel the presence of someone else when they're in the same room.
Yeah,
you
and
you can just tell when someone else is in the room.
This big, long, lanky guy sitting in your back seat. I think you would be able to see that.
Yeah. Emily's obviously not that switched on.
Yeah. Right.
So then we've learned that Toby broke up with Jenna. And Allison helped him do that or something.
I think he was saying that Allison was his excuse. Like, he told Jenna, we have to break up, otherwise everyone's going to find out because Allison will tell everyone.
Mm. That was a good thing for him. He was glad.
Yeah. Yeah, Jenna was blackmailing Toby pretty much.
Yeah. So not Jenna, Allie. How was Jenna blackmailing Toby?
Like, he was saying that if Toby broke up with her, with Jenna, then Jenna would tell everyone that he forced her on.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So he was black. He was being blackmailed by both of them.
Yeah.
So then we get an introduction to Camp Mona, and there's a blow-me booth.
Yeah, this is a blow-drying thing.
Yeah, I know, but why would you call it that?
I don't know. The whole thing was absolutely the cheapest thing I've ever seen, because I have done many camping trips in my life, and that is the most stupid thing I've ever seen.
Well, it wasn't really camping. It was more like a setting in the woods.
Glamping?
Yeah. And where would they sleep? I didn't see any, like...
I have no fucking idea. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
But anyway, and then they get a message from A that says, you found my bracelet, now come find me.
Mm.
What does Aria say?
She goes off alone again.
Yeah, but what does Aria say to her?
You're so crazy or something and I love it, or... You're insane or something like that.
She goes, you're a freak, but I love you.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
I do. I love her too. Back off, Aria.
So Em and Aria go get blown.
Yeah. And Spencer comes back and
she with the bracelet.
Jenna bracelet.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that exactly means, but...
Well, I don't think Allison was going to put Jenna in their group or anything. It's just... I think it's just another thing that
maybe
A was messing with them.
You know how Allison though said, Jenna said that Allison and that her were buds when they were in hospital?
Yeah.
Maybe it was from them.
Maybe.
Maybe it was just cheaper to get them all done.
What do you think of the big hair?
Oh, yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, how funny was it?
I liked it because I never knew where you got that photo from. That photo that's on our podcast wall.
On our podcast wall, yeah.
I never knew where they got
that. That was from there.
Yeah, I get it now. Hannah's mum disses Daddy Whore.
Oh, I'm so glad. He's so annoying.
I know.
Who knocks on the car door?
Like, it's the only time I've ever kind of liked her a little bit.
Yeah.
I was walking home, wondering if you could give me a lift. No, I'm not going home. And she just like Michael Schumacher away.
Yeah, she's got all this big pile of money sitting in her car.
She can be Fernando Alonso. So then Toby is at the church and he gets arrested.
Yeah, do you think Emily called the police?
Well, the girls just said we should call the police. And they're all just like, oh, okay. So one of them, I assume. I don't know. A called the police.
Yeah, I don't think Emily would have.
So you think A might have done it?
Yeah.
Then we're back at the camp. Oh, this is so funny. This is when Spencer's sitting by the fire and she's going,
The right place. Yeah, the wrong place. Yeah, she says it twice. Place. And the other girl
over the other side of her is just like, you see her in the background? She's like, well, what the fuck?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, didn't you?
No.
You know the girl she gives the marshmallow thing to?
Yeah.
While she's like doing this and like thinking, the other girl's in the background just going, what?
No, I didn't see that. Funny. So Spencer's a genius. She works it out in like two thoughts, pretty much.
No, she could have been sitting there for an hour.
Yeah, I guess.
They're not going to show the whole hour.
Like, you would enjoy that show, the Spencer thinking show. Okay, why would they go off in the dark by themselves when they know that A is running around like, you know?
Because it's a TV show? You have to realise that that's basically why people do everything on TV.
I know, it's just, you know.
I kept thinking, like, they're doing going on this big scavenger hunt for A or whatever.
Hmm.
Why do they think A would reveal him or herself? Because, like, why?
I don't think they will, but I think that A will be there. So they could try and catch him or her.
But then why are they following A's clues? That's basically stupid, because A's then has control of everything they do.
Well, they've got nothing else to work on. They can't just go up to every single person and be like, are you A?
No, but I just think that they're setting themselves up to get hurt.
Well,
which obviously pays out in the end.
Yeah. I don't know. So it keeps cutting out between Hannah and Aria and Fitz and Emily and Spencer.
Fitz just have big makeouts.
Yeah.
And Hannah sees.
I get so annoyed at Aria. Like, Ezra was obviously trying to do the right thing. He was trying to quit and possibly go and teach another school.
Ezra's a pussy.
Yeah, but, okay, if I was in Ezra's position, I would understand that he couldn't be with Aria. Like, it would just end really badly.
Yeah, so stop seeing her.
I know, that's what I think he was trying to say. Like, he was, you know, trying to see if he could get another job and then possibly he could see her. Mm. He wouldn't be teaching her directly.
Yeah.
But she's like, nah, you're selfish. What the hell?
No, she doesn't mean it as in you're selfish, selfish. She's meaning it in, she's being romantic. Like, you got to read people. She's not saying you're being like a selfish prick or anything. She's just saying, in a romantic sense, you're being selfish. She's trying to woo him, basically. And it works, so.
Well, it's because he thinks with his penis.
Yeah, she thinks with her badge. It's what lovers do.
Alright, so they're having their domestic in the car and then making out.
And someone sees.
Yeah, Hannah sees. And then she sees also someone riding on the back of the car.
I see you.
Yeah. I wonder who that would be. It's obviously someone with the Camp Mona jumper, so someone there.
It's A.
Yeah, so A is someone at Camp Mona?
Yeah, well, like you said, A could be more than one person.
True.
Because, yes, definitely someone from Camp Mona is part of the A.
Because they're wearing a Camp Mona jumper.
Let's call them the A team. She pities the fool.
Okay, sorry, then we cut to Spencer and Emily, and they find out that Ian and
Allison
were together by the love heart that's written on a tree.
Yeah.
Which anyone could have written, so whatever. What?
Just TV.
I know. And then Hannah sends a text saying that she knows who A was. Why didn't she just write in the text, A is this person, I'll meet you in the car park?
Yeah.
What the hell? Who does that? If you're going to say something, just fucking tell them.
I don't know. TV. That's the only answer to all of these questions.
It's just dumb because you know that something's going to happen to her.
It's just funny getting you get so worked up.
She could have yelled it out to them when she saw them. She could be like, A is this person.
Well, maybe it's not that big of a deal because she didn't seem that worried. She was just like, oh, I know who A is. I bet A is just like, her little sister or something. That would be so funny if A was Arya's brother.
Evil lacrosse players attack. Maybe he had a thing for Alison and Alison might reject him, so he killed her or something.
Probably. Seems like that happened to everyone. So then, Hannah gets hit in the parking lot.
Deer in the headlights much?
It was pretty, like, lame. But the only cool part of that whole scene was Spencer screams so hotly.
Okay, Spencer goes up to her and she goes, she's not breathing. So wouldn't you, like, do CPR on her or something?
Well, maybe she doesn't know how to.
Lots Spencer doesn't know how to do CPR. I don't think so.
Maybe she doesn't.
I don't know. Spencer knows everything.
I don't know. But Spencer's scream is really hot. She knows how to scream.
Yeah.
She's held deep throaty. You know, that's sort of came out a lot wronger than I intended it to. I just meant, like, her voice sounds deep, but I'm...
When she's screaming.
Yeah, I'm going to stop digging that hole.
Yeah, you should. So then the last scene is back at A's place.
Yeah.
And they're playing the entire video,
back
which they...
A's pad.
Yeah, they must have cut out when they sent it, obviously.
Yeah.
Of the person who is videotaping Alison is Ian. Creepy pedo Ian.
Sexual harassment.
He must be panda. In his mid-20s, right?
Yeah, easily, at least. He could easily be late 20s.
And they're 15, 16.
Pedo.
Pedo.
Being a pedo bear.
And that was the mid-season finale.
Yeah, it's like our shortest podcast. It wasn't that good of an episode.
For a mid-season finale, I thought it was going to be better. I did have the suspense, though.
Yeah, had some suspense, though.
You always say that.
I'm my dad's daughter.
So, the competition.
Yes, we have a big announcement to make. It's the end of our podcast. So, we're going to announce the winners tonight.
Well, winner plus...
And a couple of people who we think deserve honourable mentions. Do you want to do the honours?
Okay.
I'll do a drum roll.
That sounds like a helicopter. That sounds even more like a helicopter. Okay, just don't even do it. The winner of our... You finish?
Yeah.
Okay, the winner of our Pretty Little Lies competition, our caption competition... is Liz Lemon.
Liz Lemon, a.k.a. Lauren Spring. I think her name's Lauren Spring.
Yeah, so when you hear this...
shoot us an email with your postal details.
And we will send you your prize.
Yes, you have won the amazing Dash and M's Pretty Little Lies podcast caption competition extravaganza.
I feel like we should be, like, yelling and being happy and shit, but we can't because we have to be really quiet.
This is our last podcast and we're trying to be really quiet. And we want to throw in a couple of honourable mentions here.
Yeah, who were the other two people that sent us things that we thought were cool?
We really liked Kat Moore's.
Yeah, hers was really funny.
Hers was really cool. And also, Kat Moore, send us your details because you get a little bit of a runner-up prize. Nothing cool, so don't get excited.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And the last one was... Oh, crap. Who's the last one?
We'll probably email you guys to say that you've won also, just in case you don't hear this podcast.
If they don't listen, then they're crap.
Well, I might not get around to editing it.
Anyway, number three was Agnes Kalnamali or something. I don't know if that's your actual how you pronounce
that's
it.
That's why we should email them.
But still, Agnes or Agnes or something. Yours was awesome too. It was really super funny. So what we'll do is, so that you guys can see that entries were really awesome, we'll post them up on our Facebook and on our blog.
Yep.
Okay. Because they're, like, really funny. Those three were very funny, but they were our favourite ones.
Yeah, they were good.
We got quite a few entries, but they were the standouts. Oh, and the one last thing you wanted to do?
Oh, yes. If you check our Twitter and our Facebook, we'll be putting our
identity,
our real Facebook names, like, and our real Twitters. Well, you don't have a Twitter, but I do. And so you can add us on that if you want to keep Twittering us and talking to us, because we really like our listeners. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we've enjoyed meeting everybody and having some laughs with you guys. So we want to tell you guys, like, our true Clark Kent... Wait, who's Superman's real identity? Superman, or is it Clark Kent? It's like the chicken or the egg.
Well, he wasn't Superman when he was a baby.
He was, really.
Well, he wasn't called Superman. He was
still a Kryptonian baby.
He was just an alien.
Yeah.
And then he became Clark Kent, who then became Superman.
So really, they're both secret identities.
Yes.
Well, anyway, we're going to be showing you our Clark Kents.
Yes, we will be.
So go to Twitter or Facebook, or by the time you actually listen to this podcast, this will have been ages ago.
Because I'm flying home tomorrow and I have to hang out with my family and do all that kind of shit, so I probably won't have time to edit.
Are you going to upload 9 and 10 simultaneously?
I might put them a week apart.
No, don't do that.
You want me to put them both up?
Yeah, just do them both.
We have our question and answer podcast.
Yeah, you can do that whenever.
And 9 and 10 and yeah. Okay.
So after this one, there will be one more podcast going up, so don't sort of like stop subscribing or whatever, because after this we have a question and answer podcast that we've done, which has all your guys' questions and a few random sort of bits and pieces about stuff. So anyway, yeah, it does feel a little anticlimactic, doesn't it?
I'm kind of sad though, because the rest of the Pretty Little Lies season starts up again in January. And we won't get to podcast it.
I know, I've had lots and lots and lots of fun doing this. Really enjoyed it. Because you've done a podcast before, haven't you?
I have.
But I've never done a podcast before, so this was all new to me. And I really, really enjoyed it, being able to basically rabbit on for like an hour a week about whatever. And forcing people from all over the world to listen to it at gunpoint.
Well, are you going to do another podcast, do you think?
I don't know. I'd like to. I'd really like to. I don't know what I'd do it about or who I'd do it with.
I might do a Glee podcast.
Really? Who are we going to do it with?
Don't know. I don't know anyone else that watches Glee.
Well, look, you've got heaps of ready-made fans.
I don't think everyone watches Glee, though.
Most people watch Glee.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys watch Glee? Would you listen to M's Glee podcast if there was no Dash? Would you listen to Dash with no M?
I don't know. Would that work?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe we'll see in the future.
So this is our last goodbye sign off. I don't know what to say.
You know what you should say?
What?
Roller derby.
No, you can say roller derby.
Okay, I'm signing off with roller derby is the best fucking thing that ever was and ever will be.
I don't know what to sign. I don't want to sign off.
Okay, you're just going to leave it open?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I've got something ready. This can be the last thing they hear. Spencer, let me smell your hair.
That's just creepy.
Spencer.
No, that's too creepy.
I just want to smell her hair.
You're never going to smell her hair because she's going to be so creeped out.
You don't know that.
She will never.
She could be my soulmate.
She's probably already put like an AVO out on you.
She could be my soulmate. Okay, let's end it there.
If she's your soulmate, then Santana is my soulmate.
Okay, that could happen. That's a possibility.
I don't think so. I wish.
Peace out, bros.
I wish she was my soulmate.
Super Mario Bros. Before hoes.
What the hell?